This week, like last week, is one for all the horse girls out there. Friday Night History 83, Season 3, Episode 17, The Sendai Horse Market. Before an era of trains, cars, tractors, and tanks, horses were a crucial and multifaceted part of everything from agriculture to trade to war to general transport. As we mentioned last time, horses in Japan were and are also sacred and had a votive role at Shinto shrines, especially as carriers of prayers to the gods. But horses can also be a status symbol, especially in the Edo period, thanks to their close association with the bushi, the warrior caste. Some especially famous individual horses were even enshrined as their own kami. We have covered one such horse on this podcast before, Date Masamune's beloved mount Gotoguro in The Horse Who Would Be God. But how do you get a horse in the Edo period? Well, if you're in the Tohoku, you go to the Sendai Horse Market for that, Tohoku's preeminent Edo period horse market and a venue renowned nationwide. Now, as we mentioned last week, Michinoku, what we now call the Tohoku region, has always been famous for its horses, almost as much for its hunting birds. Sendai Domain alone was famous for a few horse breeds, particularly the Kinoshita Koma. Many of these horses have been since commemorated as horse stalls made of wood, straw, or papier-mâché, as we talked about on last week's episode about the Miharu Koma. But the Sendai Castle Town was where the big horse market for the region convened, so horse traders from across the region made the trip twice a year for a total of 100 days. It was, to put it mildly, an entire to-do. And while it's now long gone, it had an outsized influence on the later history of Sendai City and Miyagi Prefecture in ways that might not be immediately obvious. They certainly weren't to me. The Sendai Horse Market, Sendai Umaichi in Japanese, was held in central Sendai in the space between Basho no Tsuji, Basho's Crossing, and Kokubuncho District. Basho no Tsuji is a part of Sendai that then as now is the city's economic center as well as an important crossroads. It's the point where the Oshu Highway intersects the east-west running Omachi Avenue, the road that goes to the Hirose River and Hirose Ohashi, the bridge leading to Kawauchi District and Sendai Castle. There were three sites within that north-south running space, and the market rotated daily between them. The spring phase ran 50 days across April to May, that's by the Western calendar, and 50 days between September to October. And I can see why the site would get rotated if I stop to think about it a bit. Horses are big, loud, and smelly, and they require a great deal of care and ample room for things like feed and associated equipment for their care. The market's location was smack dab in the middle of the old castle town, where there's plenty of people doing plenty of things unrelated to horses who would find it off-putting and an inconvenience if it just sat in the same spot every day for 50 days on end. Horses are cool, and in some contexts, horses are also sacred, but life has to go on. People came to the market from across the country, and even the shogunate sent representatives north for purchasing missions. Specialists in horse trade, called bakuro, horse feeders, went around the region to buy up horses, which they then brought to the market in large groups for final sale. Even horses from neighboring and sometime rival domains like Nambu came to the Sendai horse market for actual sale. The market in Sendai wasn't the only one in the domain, but it was the biggest, and in turn the biggest one in the region. The number of horses sold in a given year greatly fluctuated, but the record set in 1830, Tempo 1, was the highest, with 2,638 horses sold. An irony, in a sense, when you consider that this was the aftermath of the Temmei famine and on the eve of the Tempo famine, both of which left the region depopulated and badly impoverished, and sealed Sendai Domain's subsequent fate in the Boshin War. The market continued through the dissolution of Sendai Domain in 1871. We can get a sense of how lively the market was based on the depiction offered in the 1754 Nihon Sankai Meibutsu Zue. Check out the blog post to get a look. Lots and lots of horses tied up, people in the middle of making a purchase, and some basic information about the market in script to the right. But that's not where this story ends, because as I said earlier, the horse market had a surprising influence on Sendai and Miyagi history and historical preservation in a way that you might not expect. The Sendai-based company Yamazakiya oversaw the horse market for the domain. Many visiting horse traders lodged with Yamazakiya, though officials who came to the market from other domains, also lodged in other accommodations like the nearby Gaijinya. This isn't Gaijin in the modern sense of someone from outside Japan, but rather someone from outside Sendai Domain. Gaijin Ya were the official accommodations maintained by Sendai Domain to receive visitors from other domains, both with an eye toward receiving them with courtesy as well as with an eye toward keeping an eye on them and keeping them on this bank of the Hirose and out of Kawauchi, because people from outside Sendai Domain were not allowed into Sendai Castle ever. As I think I've mentioned on here before, even if it was a daimyo of another domain who'd come visiting, they'd be received in an estate on the east bank of the Hirose rather than in the castle proper, in order to maintain operational secrecy. But I digress. Rather crucial to understand here is that Yamazaki Ya got to keep half of the proceeds from the horse market, with the other half going into the domain's coffers. This resulted in the Yamazaki family growing very rich. By the late Edo era, the domain also granted bushi status to the heir apparent of the Yamazaki house. A roster of Sendai domain retainers lists him as receiving 31 koku. This incumbent during the Edo Meiji transition, one Yamazaki Heigoro, put that accrued wealth to use in the Meiji era. He was involved in the development of the Japan Post, as well as being part of the freedom and popular rights movement of Itagaki Taisuke, the political movement that eventually prompted the promulgation of the Meiji Constitution. This was a movement that attracted many who were former retainers of defeated or otherwise abolished clans from the Boshin War era, especially in the wake of the failure of the last samurai uprisings to break the iron grip of Satsuma and Choshu men on the new government and how it was run. It was still risky, yes, but it was less likely to wind up with someone getting arrested and executed for having taken part, and so it was popular for people who wanted to push back against the authoritarian early Meiji system. In Miyagi especially, equipped as he was with what I'll call go-to-hell money for the sake of this podcast's rating, Yamazaki Heigoro played an important organizing role for the movement. But that wasn't all the former horse trader did. He was also the person who ensured the survival of a priceless bit of physical history and established the circumstances that allowed for it to remain in Sendai to this day. During the Hasekura mission in the early 17th century, Date Masamune's ambassador, Hasekura Tsunenaga, brought back a great deal of presents and reply messages from the heads of state and other elites of Western Europe and colonial Mesoamerica. Among them was a painting of Pope Paul V, the pontiff to whom Masamune directed a message asking for trade and military assistance. In my view, it's a minor miracle that the painting itself wasn't destroyed amidst the anti-Christian crackdown of the early Edo period, but it did, along with several other items like other paintings and rosaries and crosses. But at any rate, this painting, having survived past the domain's dissolution, was in downtown Sendai in 1881, Meiji 14, at a second-hand store when Yamazaki Heigoro bought it. This wasn't his first bit of extravagant philanthropism in the name of saving or restoring a bit of local culture. In the late Edo, he also personally funded the reconstruction of Hōenji, a Jodo sect temple in downtown Sendai's Higashikubancho district. The painting of Paul V now resides in the Sendai City Museum, where you can see it today, and the national government bestowed it with national treasure status, which underlines its importance as an element of the region's and country's tangible heritage. Today, the horse market is long gone, but you can still visit Basho's Crossing and see the monument to the dragon statues that once graced the ridgepoles of the buildings that stood at its four corners. And there's plenty of horsing around, but not because of equines. That's because this is now home to a whole lot of bars and nightclubs, and as such is probably one of the preeminent draws for both locals and tourists in this part of town. I speak from experience. So if you're there, spare a thought if you would, for Yamazaki Heigoro and the horses. And with that, I will see you next week. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is O Hayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, Planes, Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.